I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Oh, okay.
So basically, like I said, that's what CERN's working on. Like the big super collider is supposed to be, they're the ones supposed to be discovering the Higgs boson working on it. So it just makes, if that super collider failed or fucked up or overloaded haywire instead of Switzerland, but in space. They're basically saying, yeah, this. And they, the way they was talking was crazy. They talked about, like, I was like, and I'm glad he said it, because I was like, nigga, I swear to, this is what the fuck I've been saying. I'm like, nigga, doom. I'm like, nigga, doom. Event horizon. I've been saying this. It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like you can create. So, yeah, you can do this is what they're doing with this thing in space, trying to solve an energy crisis, and you can bring in all type of monsters or demons or whatever the fuck. God knows what gonna can come through that portal. Like, and that can happen.
So it's a portal that it opens?
Basically, it's like they fucked up his boson and caused like a,
hold on, let's get this recording.
Yeah, it's recording now. So yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome. I don't even know.
Okay, let's start.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No,
three,
that's fine.
Three, two.
No. We already on. That was good conversation people need to have. Welcome to another edition of Lando Calrissian Experience. Teddy's back with us. What's going on, Ted?
Yeah.
James is with us. We got a special guest that'll be here momentarily, and we will be giving things not to do at the Black Panther movie.
Man,
for black people and white people.
You said things what?
Not to do and things to do. Not like with the, like, we got black people. This is y'all kind of y'all new venture into this Marvel realm at the theaters. Y'all been bootlegging it for a while. So we got to tell y'all what to do. And he said, and white people,
hey,
y'all ain't seen as many black people at a movie with y'all since when? When is it?
Friday. Like,
no, they got on it late. White people to go see Friday in the theaters. White people saw Friday when it got like on tape and on cable, and they got into it stoner, like getting high and stuff, and then seeing it.
Nah.
White people didn't see it in theaters.
They did.
Yeah, like 10 weeks afterwards when movies stay in the theaters.
I remember a lot of my classmates.
But you went to school in Jennings, though. You grew up in Jennings.
So there was cool white people.
Yeah,
you're talking about general math.
West County white people did not go see that
theater. I would say
Gen Pop.
I would say since the King, I would say this.
Gen Pop.
Since the Kings of Comedy, this ain't been that many black people in fucking.
No. I'm trying to think. Has there been a movie?
I said Kings of
Comedy. Demon Knight. Is the last movie that black people and white people been at the same time.
And it was because Jada Pinkett was in there. I said Kings of Comedy because Bernie Mac, man.
No, man. We got to think of this. This is a good question. The last time it was like a mixture of like real hardcore niggas and regular white folks
Django.
In the same thing.
Yes.
That's a good one.
You know what? Yeah, that'd be perfect. Django.
I can see that.
Django, because so many niggas was at Django.
And
it was a Tarantino film, so like.
Yeah.
Yeah, or speaking of which, we're going to talk about his ass a little bit later on. But, but you know what, man? Before we get into that, let's go ahead.
Let's go into this paradox.
Cloverfield
paradox. So, I thought it was kind of whack for me, but you break it down from your side. Because I heard it was a book that they got the rights to that. And then they was like, let's just add Cloverfield paradox to it. So, all those scenes, because they shot everything, all those scenes they showed on Earth were reshot after the movie was made to make it connect to Cloverfield.
And you're saying that it was a pretty shoddy job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then especially after I read that they added those scenes on Earth with the brother and him being a doctor and the little girl. Those are all added after they already did it. To try to connect, because J.J. Abrams came and said, we connect this to my Cloverfield series. Let's go back and reshoot like 15 more minutes.
That's all we gotta do, just add like it's 15 more scenes. It'll be good.
I got CGI dude right now on deck. He also changed my oil.
We can use the B-roll from the first Cloverfield.
The B-roll from the first.
They ain't never gonna know.
And
then
we can sell the Netflix for 20 mil. But so, no, go into break it down from your angle, what you saw with it.
So, me and a good friend of mine, Jonathan Norfleet, shout out to him. Me and him was kind of like talking about it and shit like that, because he's a fan of the whole Cloverfield shit. Like, that's one of his things. Like, he's a
big monster movie kaiju guy. Mm-hmm. That's his shit. You know what I'm saying? One of his things.
He waited for Prime Pacific Rim too.
Yeah, you know, that's his thing. Like, that's just his shit. We comic book guys. Matter of fact, same guy who did all the Black comic history shit I've been doing on Instagram.
Yeah, shout out to him, bro. Shout out to him.
So that's the main guy I've been writing at. So me and him, we've been talking about it, and this is basically what we came to a conclusion on. And this is how we saw it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the movie, to me, it was cool. Like, you know, it like wasn't it, was the greatest thing since sliced bread? No. But was it cool for what it was? It was cool for what it was once I kind of understood it for what it was. So how you should understand it is this. Basically, think of it like this. If you're familiar with a big-ass super collider over in Switzerland or Sweden, one of them countries, it's called CERN, C-E-R-N. It's basically a big super collider that deals with, like, you know, splitting atoms, all this other shit, trying to discover energy, you know, shit, you know, bunch of scientists doing a bunch of shit, right? Now, if you're familiar with something called the Higgs boson, a.k.a. the Gaia particle, I know Teddy is because I know we just talked about it. Right. I know you've been familiar with it.
Right.
It's supposed to be the understanding, like the scientific understanding, like maybe this is how the universe 100% worked. This is how the Big Bang started and this, that, and the third. You know, things of that nature. Like, scientifically, this is how we can figure out how the universe came to be. Now, apparently, during this, apparently you find out a Higgs boson or Gaia particle with the super collider, with the CERN super collider, which is in space, called the Cloverfield Space Station. That's where they get the name from, Cloverfield Space Station. You know, they were doing that kind of work, the same work CERN does, trying to figure out an energy crisis and shit like that. But, you know, apparently shit went haywire in space. And what happened was they split a Higgs boson. And you basically caused a whole bunch of dimensional and shifts and barriers to open that can't just be closed like that. So, and then you actually see a scientist on there actually speak about, like, in little clips. He more or less says what's going to happen. If you pay attention in the movie, he pretty much tells you this is what's going to happen if this fucks up.
Oh, wow.
Like, he says it towards the beginning of the movie. Like, it's like little clips and, like,
they do that.
No, I don't think they do. But I think in that movie, he explained, like, on a biblical sense, but technically, more or less, that's what happened. Like, basically, he was saying, like, you know, with this kind of experiment, which kind of do, you know, all this shit the science is trying to do, they trying to play God in a sense, and what's going to happen, you're going to fuck up, and you're going to fuck around and have some monsters or some demons or something come through on this side that you ain't going to be able to get rid of. And damn it, if that didn't happen in Cloverfield. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you brought some shit over.
So it's supposed to be a prequel, right?
It's supposed to be a prequel, like how the Cloverfield situation happened. So it's basically saying, like, because of this dimensional shift, a lot of shit in, like, different universes came over and crossed over that weren't supposed to cross over. And when shit crossed over, shit between universes got haywire. Like, shit started happening and shouldn't have been happening. Or things start, like, you saw different creatures coming out of fucking thin air inside people or inside the space station. Or stuff started coming alive. Or stuff was started, like, dimensional shifts all over the place or something like that. All because, like I said, they split it. They was fucking with the Higgs boson. They was fucking with shit. They basically, the CERN super collider fucked up in space. Split a Higgs boson, caused a bunch of shit to go haywire. Caused a whole bunch of dimensions and shit to collide with one another. And cause a bunch of shit to happen. And that's why I was like, well, why is this? Just think, it's not going to make sense because it's the whole fact of the matter is different dimensions crossing over and shit is going to be crazy. Shit ain't going to make sense. Logic is going to be defied. You know what I'm saying? The whole laws of physics and logic is going to be thrown out the window when shit like that happens. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whoa. So that's why a lot, it may have not have been explained as well as it should have been explained in the movie. I think that's what threw a lot of people off. It's like, so what the fuck? How does all this shit happen? But when you understand that basically they doing the exact same thing with the CERN super collider, like literally the same fucking thing damn near. Just think of it like that. If that went haywire in Switzerland instead of in space, you will have a Cloverfield possible Cloverfield situation.
Hey, Cloverfield, real talk, that first one fucked me up. I'm not even gonna lie, that first one really fucked me up because it tricked me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because of what you feel was going on?
Well, because you thinking, like, they dealing with this, like, because I remember when it first came out, everybody was like, oh, nigga, this is like the beginning of Godzilla, like, you know, because it's a big monster.
So you think it's going to be whack like Godzilla the movie was when it came to the first one when it had Matthew Broderick in it?
Not necessarily whack, but you're just like, you're trying to, you're like basically thinking like this, they're giving the basis for where these big ass creatures are coming from. Yeah. You know, lizards or whatever. It fucked me up because, you know, a good portion of the time you're focusing thinking that the main, well, not the main, but the villain is this big ass monster. Come to find out, this thing shooting fucking babies or whatever the fuck that shit was on it.
And really, to be honest with you, that wasn't even full grown.
What was it shooting? Because it wasn't babies.
It was like little small mini versions of itself.
Dog, it was like it's kind of like spawns of itself. Dog, and I was like, dog, this thing is big as fuck. And then you got to take out 100 of little of these fucks. I was like, dog, that whole Earth gone. Earth gone. If we ever comes to that, Earth is done.
And so that's what I'm saying. So imagine, so like I said, now, like I said, Daryl, it's a callback to sort of beginning the movie when dude was talking. Now, like I said, dude was saying it was all types of shit. You can bring over all shot kind of shit that won't make sense in the fire logic. Like, you can bring over, like, shit. Like I said, yeah, you can bring over shit from hell for all the fuck you know, and you don't even fucking know. You can bring over demons and monsters and shit you don't even fucking understand. So it's like,
they probably should have done a better job of explaining that thing.
They were expecting you to catch that part. I think they were expecting people to catch that one little snippet and say, mm-hmm. okay, this is what say he's saying basically. Okay, if this fucks up, this is what's gonna happen. And this is just a random science. It's kind of like a dude just like, no, but I'm telling you, this is what the fucking happened. Because think about it, like, bam, 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 boom. And it's like, no. And, you know, people, just, and you know, like I said, if you don't pay attention to that, it's gonna, you'll miss it. But, like, if you hear it, he basically saying, yeah, this is pretty much what's gonna happen if shit go haywire. And damn it, like I said, like, you got the Cloverfield monster walking around, you got all this crazy ass haywire shit that was happening in this damn space station. Like, you know, like I said, they in different dimensions. All types of crazy shit was going on. And people was like, what the fuck, it don't make sense. No, it ain't gonna make sense because it's different dimensions coming together. So, like I said, they should have explained that better. And I think that's what threw folks off, like you said. Had that been explained better, I think it would have been more well received, if that makes sense. But that's how I kind of took it. So if you ever want to just look up this CERN, CERN, that's basically
what's going on.
That's more or less what's happening. So, in so many words. But, like you said, kind of like how they just probably just shoehorn Cloverfield and say, hey, this is what it is. Then, you know, I mean, like I said, they shoehorn and then they made it make sense like that. I'm like, well, I can deal with the explanation better on a scientific level because now that makes sense. Like, you know, different dimensional shifts can happen. Like, you don't know what the fuck's on another side. Like, you don't know. You don't know what's on another side, like, at all. So, you bringing in shit. That, like, it's like, for all you know, you may be bringing hell over for all the fuck you know, and you don't even know that. So you may be bringing. So Cloverfield, all we know, may instead of being an alien dimension, it could be a demon. For we don't, we really don't know.
Or maybe it's just another dimension. It just looked like hell.
Is it, or like, or something that looked like hell? You don't fucking know. We don't know, and that's what the whole point is. Don't fuck with shit that you ain't be fucking with.
Mayans opened up the gate. And that's why all these other motherfuckers started being able to see into another dimension. That ain't hell, nigga. That's the 18th dimension.
So, do you think that, I guess, can we spoil it? Is it that bad to spoil it? Because I have a question.
I mean, per everyone else, it's like a F.
So, no. So, when the other time thing opened up, did they have the kaiju in their timeline and then he moved over to that one?
You don't know.
That's also if they had it already going on there, and he left and came to that time. You know what I mean? Like,
for all we know, it's possible. Like I said, I think that's the whole deal. Is like, with different dimensional shifts, you don't know what the fuck it came over. You don't, like, when that happened, you don't know what came over. Okay. Like, you basically fucked with space time. In so many words, you basically fucked with space and time.
I don't even know why you would even continue that though. Like, somebody's like, hey. I don't know if you know this, but if you fuck this up, you're going to bring over some shit.
But the planet was going to run out of energy and what?
Yeah, that's the whole point. They was trying to, you know, yeah. they was using the, they
and
was
the
using
country's the trying to go to war over it. Like, we're going to start stealing other people's energy.
Yeah. So
people are starting to start having wars to steal other people's energy. Like,
yeah, it was like a straight energy crisis on the planet. And they were, like, a straight world war was going to break out if this shit didn't get fixed.
They're like, yo, can we just have a kind of, man, I wish you could just, like, open it up just for, like, a sneak preview. You know what I'm saying? Like, just sit on the world leaders down.
But they couldn't get it open. They couldn't get it open at first for like 2 years.
They couldn't get it open for 2 years, and they finally got it open, but it fucked up. And like I said, and what happened was when it fucked up, they couldn't control it. And
so you still killed the world, regardless.
Yep.
So in other words, you
no,
just...
No, they got it to work.
They got it to work. It ended up working, but the thing about it is the damage is already done. So whatever you brought over, it's over here now.
No, that's my point. You killed the world regardless. Like, yeah.
Because it's supposed to be a prequel, right, to the Cloverfield movie.
I think that's how they... Like, they
explaining that they had
to I think it's
it.
Supposed to be Cloverfield Paradox, then Cloverfield, then 10 Cloverfield Lane. I think that's how...
I didn't watch 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane, like... Technically, it was a movie that was a spiritual successor movie, one a real Cloverfield movie, but it kind of makes sense why that world was fucked up now, why the world was fucked up. Like, it kind of makes sense now. It's like, he was like, John Goodman crazy as a motherfucker in this movie. What the fuck? Like, he's like, don't go outside. Like, he like the heavy 10-4 head conspiracy theory dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he that dude. But in, like,
maybe I did watch it.
Like, no, they're underground, like, damn near the whole time. Right, yeah. So it was like, what the fuck? And then, like, what's going on? And you basically, it's like one of those movies you find out the crazy conspiracy theorist dude was 100% right the whole time.
Yeah.
It's basically you find out. Because
don't
John
they end
Dillon
up locking
right.
him? They get up escaping and then he ends up staying there.
Yeah.
And.
You just don't know what happened. Because my thing is, he said the thing about the whole movie was.
But don't they show something outside though?
Yeah, yeah. It was an alien. It was a straight alien outside. It was straight alien. It was straight like bio in like aliens like find like in like the form of like spacecrafts and shit.
Right.
Flying
she,
around.
Did she
like
run back?
How like a World of Worlds look?
Yeah, kind of right. like
did,
that. Yeah.
Did she run back to the door and knock on the door try to get back in?
No, she no, she actually took one out. She actually took one out on a Molotov cocktail.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Nigga went old school.
It's like a Molotov cocktail or some shit like that. But she took it out. But yeah, but
did she die?
No, she survived. She's the main character, so she survived the whole movie. Mm. But it was just that whole thing where it makes sense why how something like that can happen, because it's like the whole world like it's basically like on some radioactive fallout type shit. Like, how the fuck? Like, what's going on? People getting fucked? But yeah, it makes sense, because like, if you fucked with space-time and brought some shit over that's not supposed to be here, you essentially fucked with the laws of nature.
Right.
Now, how this universe is supposed to work. So you fucking with shit that is already preordained to work this way, and then you fucked with that, and now shit's out of order. Now you just took away order. Now it's chaos now, because you don't know what the fuck you brought up, if that makes sense.
Right.
But
no, like, it does.
So yeah, I think that's the way you should take Cloverfield Paradox, is like, the paradox is them fucking up. The paradox is the...
the paradox is like, the world's about to fuck up, And you have a chance to save the world, but if you don't, and you fuck up, you're gonna end up fucking up the world too.
Yeah, it's basically what I'm saying. It's kind of like a high risk, high reward situation. Like, yeah, you can go ahead and get energy, but in you doing this, you can't also fuck up and cause a paradoxical dimensional whatever,
right,
and fuck riff and fuck everything up. It's like you just trying to save the world can fuck up the world can fuck up the universe at the same time.
Gotcha.
Just trying to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, you fucking with space time. You're not fucking with just Earth. You fuck with space and time at that point. So yeah, so I mean, that's how I took it, man. So if you want to watch it for yourself, like I said, to me, I thought it was a cool movie, but like I say, watch it for yourself. If you don't fuck with it, if it's thing like, yeah, it is what it is, like. Hey, that's you. Hey, like I said, it's your opinion. I'm not going to knock it, because, like I said, I can understand why people said they didn't get the movie. But after kind of reviewing it, it's like, okay, it makes sense now, kind of sort of to me. But if you kind of think about like how I just explained it, hopefully it makes sense. But that's how I feel about it. So,
all right, let's get into the next up, The Land. This is, I got to peep this out. This is from, the brother that's gonna be doing Creed 2. He directed this. This is his first. So Creed is gonna be his second movie. Creed 2 is gonna be his second movie. But basically, this film, dude's named Stephen Caple Jr. It's about four kids that skateboard kids in Cleveland, and like kind of like a coming age, but they're in the hood, they're doing a whole bunch of hood shit, but they just all want to just be skaters.
Yeah, I think you talked about this a while.
So it's like two black kids, a Puerto Rican kid, and a white kid. So like Machine Gun Kelly is in it, but it's not like he's in there for real, for real. So don't hold it. It's a solid film. The shots. Or he's gonna do good with Creed, I think, because the shots he was doing there were like some dope shots. The script could have been a little bit better, but the shots he did in there was awesome. So if he keeps that same DP for Creed, it's gonna be straight. Okay. It's gonna be straight.
Oh, I'm fucking with it.
Ted, you finished Altered Carbon.
Oh yeah.
You can go jump into that.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't put it down, man. Like it's like a three-way orgy between Altered States, The Matrix, and Blade Runner. Yeah, it's crazy. So it's based off of a couple books. Apparently, like, I don't know if the world was just in the same kind of brain pattern around 99 and 2002. Because all of it, like Equilibrium, Matrix, all that stuff.
Equilibrium is a sleeper.
Yeah. It all kind of resonates around the same sort of ideas. And so that's when these books are created. So it's like three or four books based on like a detective sort of feel noir about a guy named
film noir kind of
it
feel
is a
too.
Film that, yeah, yeah, it's a detective investigative film noir based on a detective named Takashi Novak or Kovac. And it's interesting because, like, listening to the name, that's Japanese and Russian or Slavic or something like that, but in this kind of dystopian future, like, it's almost like anything goes. Like, people have figured out the key to immortality. You have a downloadable conscience. So, as long as they have this thing that kind of sits in the back of your neck.
Black fucking Mirror, man.
Yep, it is. it reminds you a lot of Black Mirror. It's called
It takes it to the next level. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes to the next level.
Because I've got 5 episodes in.
So, as long as your stack survives, they can put you in any, like, your body is basically been
in the cloud.
Demoted. Well, your mind is in the cloud. Well, that's Black Mirror, yeah. But they can store you in the cloud, but your body becomes demoted. Like, you really, I mean, people get concerned about their body, but it's just used as an instrument more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And they call it a sleeve. So, as long as you got the money, you can always purchase a new sleeve. You can purchase upgrades or whatever. So, the people who basically built themselves around the stack have become immortals. Like, people have been living like 250, 300 years.
Damn.
And they've created all the laws. They've, you know, everything is basically to their whim. Like, they've created all the money. Like, it's weird because it also starts to make you look like, they make you understand that death is kind of like the end part that causes change. Like, so if the same motherfuckers are always in power, if nobody ever dies, you never have a chance to make things right, equal.
You can't progress.
You can't, right, well, the idea of progression, right. And so it's crazy because it dips into a lot. It takes a lot from history. So me and Daryl were talking about, mm-hmm. like, it took a lot from U.S. history. So there's, like, a resistance to the stack. Well, it's a resistance to the people who are trying to manipulate, you know, the creation of the stack, and then they have their own personal army. So it's this group called Envoys, and Envoys basically are like fucking ninjas.
Yeah, they fight against the system.
They fight against the system. They have this thing called Envoy Intuition, where they can just kind of like tell what's going on,
like you know, see through walls and stuff.
Yeah, like see through walls, pick up energies, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's cool. So. The summation of the story is they bring, like, so one of these elitists ends up, so he, one of these elitists end up getting killed, and he, in his own home, and he has a camera in his house, like, 24/7, like, everywhere. So, it's so dope, because when he kills himself, like, he has him, like, the way the system's set up is that if you're rich enough, just in case somebody does shoot your stack, you can be downloaded into a consciousness in space, like into
like a cloud or
something? A cloud in space, like a backup. So that way you never lose yourself. So you're it's kind of like Google. Like you, like if you're on Google Docs, you know it backs up like every 5 minutes. So for them, the rich have a backup every 30 minutes. Exactly. That, I'm telling you. It allows for so
like they
much.
They feel their gods now. They
right.
basically
they
feel
like
their gods.
They feel like they can do anything.
Like the one dude actually, it's not even spoiling nothing, but the one dude actually goes to visit poor people to like as a guy, like
right. Even though he helped cause the shit pain that they were going through, like their pain. Like,
because he literally, there's sick people, he'll literally die there, then come back again, because, and they'll be like, oh my God, he's risen again. Because he has 55 different bodies.
Because he can, right, because he can afford the same body, the same stack. I mean, the same sleeve. So it just allows for so much, what? So many things to happen. So anyway, he gets killed inside of his house, but it happens in the middle of transmission of the download. So there's a segment of it that he can't remember, and the video ended up not, like, whatever was supposed to be recording wasn't recording at the time. Like, it got blocked or whatever. So he hires this envoy. Well, basically, this guy, Takeshi Kovacs, is an envoy, the last one that didn't die from the resistance between the system and them. So he brought him back, got him re-sleeved, and wants him to figure out who his murderer was. And that's what the whole story is about. So Takashi's basically working through a whole new world, doesn't understand it. Everything's digital. You know what I'm saying? They got, like, it's crazy because they got, they have a artificial intelligence union. So they have artificial intelligence that run companies and buildings, and they meet up to talk about their rights and stuff in this world.
In the internet, basically.
How
long is the conversation? A second? What the fuck?
No. They're playing poker.
So, and like,
talking about stuff.
So, like, they have a... So, like, one of them is, like, one of the main characters that helps Takashi out is this hotel called The Raven. And it's based off of Edgar Allan Poe. So the host looks like Edgar Allan Poe. Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. So the whole building is the AI.
The whole building is the AI, bro.
What?
So you,
like, it even defends you and everything,
right,
if you're a guest.
On the dotted line
and you're a guest,
their whole thing is to serve you in whatever way possible. So somebody runs up on you, it'll kill the people that come in. Like, guns come out, everything's come out in order for your protection. It's nuts, dude. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
So this sounds like, okay, so explain to me, like, I'm sorry, let me ask you this. So is it this sounds basically like if an anime became live action.
It's kind of. They do that because the thing is, like, they play with the barriers of, like, mental and physical. So, like, the golden, like, the thing that really attracted me to it was the fact with you having a downloadable conscious and then being able to go into any sleeve that you want, anybody can be anybody at any time. So, like, for example, you come to find out, like, somebody in here, like, the elitist family, if they want to go out on a night on the town, they could take one of his bodies, pop their stack in, and go out, and people think it's the elitist person. But it might be his cousin. It might be his nephew. You see what I'm saying?
Same voice and all that shit?
No, like, you literally. Only reason you won't know is that this, maybe they mannerism. You'd be like, yo, what's up, D? And you'd be like, I'd be like, huh?
Right. Like,
and you'll
right,
be
exactly,
like,
he looks
who's
weird
in there?
Like, I asked him about Xander, he won't know who Xander is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got you. Okay.
So, like, but you can never tell. And they use.
That's creepy.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. But now, mind you, there's a murder that happens, and you have to deal with that. So you have to figure out who murdered somebody.
But you don't know who the fuck it is.
You don't know who is who, what, when, at what time. Exactly.
And then they can switch bodies.
They can switch bodies. They can do all of that. They can manipulate data. Like,
so it just really come down to, like, some, like, what's that one game back in the L.A. Noir? Like, you got to read motherfuckers for real.
You do. Well, that's why they brought the envoy, because he supposedly has the ability to tell, like, can pick up signals that most people can't, because everything is, at this point, is like a digitized, like, world now. So it's not, like, that shit that he's doing is kind of like the old way of how they do stuff. Like, the guns look different, you know, prosthetics look different, and people lose arms. Like, for example, there was a, you know, it's not spoiling it, but there's a chick that gets revived who got murdered. So that's one of the biggest plots is that, And this is kind of like a side story, is that there's a religious group that's going against the system, because one of the big things about stacks is if I kill you and I don't blow your stack off, then they can put your stack in another sleeve, so you can tell me who murdered you. And so,
like, they call it, what is it, like, running them back?
Respinning
them, right?
Yeah,
spinning them back.
Yeah, spin me back up. So the religious group, it's like, yo, there's a religious clause in like your policy. So if you say like for religious reasons I don't want to be spun back up, then it's going to be harder for me to solve your murder. Because think about how easy that makes life. If like, you know, I kill you, well, I dismantle your sleeve and they pull your stack and put it in somebody else. They don't have to do no work. Because they'll be like, oh, yeah, that was Phil down at 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm.
Yep, let's go pick him up.
Let's go pick him up. You know what I'm saying? So now it's harder to try to find, you know, clues and shit because shit has gotten, you know, a lot more convenient. So, but people also manipulate that system, too. So, like, they got relatives and shit that pass away, but on special holidays, they'll re-sleeve them.
That's fucked up.
It's crazy.
That's fucked up.
It's crazy
up,
as fuck.
Nah,
God, it's crazy.
That's fucked up.
It's genius, though.
Oh,
it's fucking genius.
Dude, that's fucked up.
It's genius.
That's fucking crazy, dude. Wow.
So you're just playing with all these different variables, dog. And, like, so watching it, like, you're just kind of like, damn. Wow. Like, so you start really thinking of, like, motifs and, like, if we really were to figure this shit out, like, this is really what it would look like. Because motherfuckers, like, with money, wouldn't give a fuck. Like, they'll give, they'll say what they want to say.
They get bored and they do more fucked up shit because they get bored. Think about it, you live 250 years, you get bored of the same shit. So they just start creating shit to do and fuck with people.
That's a damn shame.
So the movie's good as a movie. I mean, the show's good as fuck.
I've been hearing a lot of good things about it, man. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to head and check it out. I know I've been watching hella shit trying to catch up, but now that's on my list, man, for real.
Yeah, right. Doug, I definitely behoove anybody listening to give, you know, if you're on the fence, go and check it out, man. It's definitely worth your time. I know it got a couple of bad remarks from a couple of, I don't know. There were people saying that it got a little lazy at the end.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, I could see that. Because of the way it starts off, you expect it to be, like, ridiculously climactic at the end. And they do a pretty decent job, but it kind of switches. You know what I'm saying?
So is it, like, a season one kind of thing? Or
is
it, like, okay.
It's season one.
Okay, I was curious, like, if it was, like, that's the whole series?
No, it's four books, you said, right?
Yeah, it's, like, three books.
So, okay, so is this, like, the first book, maybe?
This is the first book.
Okay, so every season is a book.
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
Okay,
I would assume so.
Okay.
Next up, Quentin Tarantino drama. He almost killed Uma Thurman. Says Roman Polanski, the chick wanted it, and you know he just been kicking at Harvey Weinstein super
hard.
Hold
on, roll that back. What?
They had a recording of him saying that, defending Roman Polanski, saying the girl wanted it.
The 12-year-old girl, that chick.
Yeah, 13, but you know, same thing.
Well, man,
and he said he almost killed Uma Thurman.
He did almost, because he made her get in a car that was unsafe for during Kill Bill. And she asked her, like, yo, like, and it, some people were like, no, dog, like, she shouldn't be. He's like, you're going to get in there and you're going to do that and force that. She got into it. She broke up open shit in her body from it.
Oh, yeah, nigga, that's a lawsuit, bro. I'd be on that nigga's ass.
Yeah, but she didn't put charge. She didn't, because she was scared that she was going to lose her stuff because Harvey Weinstein was backing him. So she didn't press charges or nothing like
that. Oh, man. Well, Quentin.
It's like her husband ran up on him and everything.
Ran up on Tina?
Yeah. Like, you ain't fuck around. Like, whatever. I think it was it James Franco? Who was her husband? Uma Thurman's husband.
Nah, that ain't James Franco.
Nah, he hella young.
Yeah, who was Uma Thurman's husband? Supposedly he ran up on him like, yo, what the deal is going on? Like, you know, you need to apologize, shit like that.
Apologize?
Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke was her husband.
So,
Ethan Hawke ran up on him.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Ethan Hawke kind of a little dude. Ethan Hawke probably wasn't scared for real.
That's why he's like, I ain't apologize for shit.
he's like, what you finna do?
Nothing.
I mean, he's like, I expect
I mean, can we record this so I can take it back and say that I tell my wife I did this? But yeah, man, Quentin Tarantino's out here. I mean, yo, me too, man. Me Too movement is putting getting motherfuckers out
and
the paint.
And you know what? And it's fucked up because you know, it's like, you know, well, it kind of goes like, so well, now you see why he say nigga so goddamn much and say all this. It's like, you see he won't gonna do no shit like that. It's like, I'm like, well, damn. I mean, I don't know if we can equate that, but I mean, he fucked up, man. I mean, like, it's kind of like what we talked about beforehand, which we ain't going to discuss on here, but it's kind of like what we talked about before. I mean, if you got evidence to prove that someone fucked up, how can you contest it?
The stunt team said no.
How can you?
That's crazy.
Yeah, like the people that had the car, everything was like, no, like, she can't do this. And he's like, I need this car. I want this moment. You know, all kind of shit like that. It was a scene where she was in that drop top or whatever driving.
Wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. In the second movie?
You sure it was Kill Bill?
Yeah, it's Kill Bill. 100%.
The second, wait a minute, the second movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it the one where he went in Mexico? Like
In Mexico, yep.
Dude, that scene? Yep. When she was driving that car, like, yep. Hella fresh?
Yep.
Wow. Nick, she almost died in that scene.
Yeah.
So, you remember when she met up to do Estamine? Like, the dude, the old Mexican dude she met right before she went and saw Bill towards the end of the movie.
Kind of, sort of.
Okay, now, he had a whole bunch of, he was the leader of Kuna Boys, had a whole bunch of prostitutes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that brief conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if it's the scene, I think if we talk about the same thing, mm-hmm. if it's that scene, remember she was rolling through like a Mexican, a Spanish countryside, like getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
If that and it was a drop top,
mm-hmm.
and that may have been the car that they said was fucked up. Because I'm like, oh,
it's the car that said that is the car. That's
exact
that
scene.
Is
the car.
That's
okay.
Exact same
so that,
scene.
So that
did
scene,
she crash? Do you remember her crashing?
No, she crashed. She crashed in the like real life.
Like, apparently, I guess, like...
It was some fucked up shit with the car.
So, I guess, like, in one of the takes, I guess she must have... For Daryl, she must have fucked herself up real bad because of that. Ethan Hawke said, nigga,
Quentin
fuck you.
Tarantino was like, if you're going to fucking do this, you're going to fucking do this now. Or, you know, he was just cussing around everything in public the whole night.
That sound like some... Dude, that sound like some Stanley Kubrick level abuse, dude.
Man, I tell you, boy. Yeah. Nigga getting power and just be...
Yeah, and you know what? He be on that shit, too. I can
you
see
can
that.
You can tell.
Because, like, you got to think,
you think
man,
he ever tried that shit with, like...
No, he ain't trying shit.
Hell no. Man, Sam Jackson would slap the shit out of his motherfucking ass.
He didn't try with Sam Adams. He didn't try that with
I was gonna say
Jamie
like Fox. Jamie Foxx.
No.
Or what about what's your
he Harvey Keitel.
Kerry Washington, no, because Jamie Foxx is on the set.
No, yeah. What was the original gangster? Pam Grier.
Nah.
Pam Grier, he ain't gonna do that. He definitely gonna do that with no nigga.
Cause Sam Jackson was on the set with Pam Grier. Like Sam Jackson, actually Sam Jackson saved everybody.
Hey, so you telling me the problem? It was Uma Thurman would have been fine had some niggas been on the set.
Sam Jackson's only in that one scene. Remember, he was the blind man and that got shot up in the wedding. If they'd put him in more parts of the movie, everybody would have been fine. Sam Jackson saved everybody in any Tarantino movie from getting cussed out.
That's the name. That's one of the titles of this movie.
Yeah,
Sam Jackson
saved everybody.
Sam Jackson should have been in Kill Bill.
Yeah. Well, he was in Kill Bill, but he was in there just for that one part of the blind.
But yeah, so I mean, so can we all say as a collective, nigga canceled?
Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
I mean,
I don't know, man. You know,
I mean, after some shit like that, dude, it's kind of hard, man.
I mean, it's gonna be hard. I mean,
because we can't defend a motherfucker. Like,
no, there is no defense.
It's just zero defense.
So
to
I
it,
ask
you know
this,
what I'm
though. I
this
ask
is,
this.
But my is thing it, is, how much do motherfuckers really dislike him enough? Because this Manson movie is still getting on production.
Here's the question. Is there any sort of redemption for this? Like, because niggas, you commit a murder, you go to jail, you get out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there rehab and redemption?
I would rather murder somebody than be caught in Me Too and go to jail. Damn. And come out. I'm dead ass serious.
Well, you'd rather murder a male?
I'm saying no. I'd rather murder...
That's what
I'd rather murder a regular.
That's like the ultimate. Murder a woman. That's like the ultimate no. Man.
I'd rather murder somebody and either get away with it or whatever it is, whatever, than get caught up in Me Too.
Mm. Okay.
Like in general, you got to think about it. Would you rather? Do you look at a dude that kills somebody worse or a rapist?
Well, if you kill somebody, it depends on who you kill. But if you rape
right, I'm
somebody,
just saying, you just shot some dude that was talking shit to you outside the club. Or a rapist. A dude that raped like two chicks.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather shoot a nigga than get
that's what I'm saying.
Rape. Because I'd rather go to jail for shooting a nigga than go to jail for rape. Because if I go to jail for rape, nigga, I am going to die. There is no, you are going to, like, you will die. There is no, you may, no, you will. Because, and any motherfucker that knows, any person that knows someone who's been in jail or someone who has been in jail themselves can probably attest to this. People that do that shit do not last long in gym pop.
No, they don't.
They do not last
long.
Oh, no. Word travels fast in 24 hours.
They don't respect that shit at all.
No, because you got to remember, all those, because a lot of, that's anonymous niggas in jail. Like, they won't fuck with kids or women, so nah. Like, you find out you fucking with someone, wife, daughter, sister, child, grandchild. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, people
like,
say that, but I don't. I feel like there's a lot of motherfuckers that's probably in jail for doing some shit to a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's doing some shit to a woman.
And motherfuckers be lying, though, too.
Motherfuckers
be
lying.
Yeah, like, yeah. They don't be telling people exactly what they did.
Because they will, I've seen they niggas, they will cross-reference what the fuck you did in jail, because niggas got nothing but time to gossip in jail.
Niggas get to Googling your shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now that's the thing, though. Now that's the thing.
And now niggas,
it's hard for niggas to lie, though.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, put a nigga up on the Missouri mugshot.
Is he a mugshot?
Yeah, it's, well, no.
It's a law.
Case Nick.
Put a nigga on Case Nick.
No. You be like, hey, cuz, what you up to, man? I'm just chilling. Hey, real quick, man, get on that Googles. That shit like that, though, man. Put in this nigga Tyrell
Franklin.
See what pop up. I knew that motherfucker was fucking raping Luke. I knew it.
Tell me breaking the internet.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I'm going to make this call short, man. Let me call you. Same time tomorrow, man. Let me call you back.
And now you got the point. where, like, somewhere in white.
And then he come and call you. And you going to send my shit. You look at Tyrell. He did what?
Let me call you back.
Yeah, let me call you right back.
But baby, we got 10 more minutes
for the phone. Hey, nigga, nah, for real. I got to call you right back.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. 11 o'clock. You know, the same time.
Shit, then you got, like, at least we ain't in New York, because New York, you know, they giving niggas tablets in New York.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No.
Look it up, I swear to God.
Do they have certain internet access, though?
Nigga, you gotta have internet access. You wanna have a fucking tablet. Tablet ain't gonna fucking work that well.
I'm saying certain sites blocked or anything like
that? I'm assuming so, but yeah, it's just like, nah, now niggas in jail got tablets. I'm like...
Did it get...
Like, in New York, not here.
Do they get to keep them in their cell?
No, they probably got like a library thing where you can only use them in a library.
Because I'm like,
but that's it. Every inmate gets his and her own tablet. That's what it.
But I'm saying, but they probably don't get to take it today because niggas be jacking off.
But that's cool because at least that's less niggas getting fucked.
No, niggas might be like, I want some real shit now. It might amp up motherfuckers.
No.
Be like.
Cause I think that's the problem. You ain't when you in jail and you had no access.
But I mean, your hands only good for so long, my nigga. You need the real thong, dog.
You get to watch porn.
Your hand only good for so long.
Look, they be looking below their bunk, Carl. Hey, hop up here real quick, jack me up while I watch this porn.
Damn.
Hey, you hell straight. Said, jack me off while I watch this porn.
This is why I watch this porn.
I call this the stranger.
The stranger. And it's stranger dick jacking me off. I'm telling you, man.
Why don't you look me in the eye?
But I mean, but to answer your question, though, Ted, I don't know, man. Quint, I think Tarantino can get past this potentially because...
I don't know, man.
He got hits.
And... But
No, you got to think about
shit,
it. No.
Harvey Weinstein.
He's got hits, but it ain't like it's him. Like it's like Tarantino has bona fide hits. He's like R. Kelly. He got hits.
R. Kelly canceled too, nigga.
No, he's not. He's still selling.
Well,
out
R. Kelly would never be canceled.
Look, this is what I'm saying, though. Look, my thing is, if you look at some of the other people that got caught up, like Brett Ratner, he did a lot of bad movies and shit. People are like, fuck that dude. He fucked up Rush Hour, all kind of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, other ones are like, man, I ain't fuck with him anyway because I like haters of the shit. Are niggas, are they not cool with getting a Death Proof too? You know what I'm saying? Or this Manson movie.
They cool with that shit.
That's what I'm saying. This is going to really test people on how much they going to really go hard. Because wait till they see that trailer for that Manson movie. Pop and Leonardo DiCaprio on there and what's homegirl that plays... I can't remember her name now. Margot Robbie in there and, you know, shit like that in this movie. And that trailer drop.
Right.
People are like, man, I ain't fucking with it. But then the first trailer comes out.
You know what? I'm not even going to doubt they're on there 100% because we seen what happened with niggas in that motherfucking NFL quote unquote boycott.
Yeah.
I ain't seen so many niggas, yo, talking about, man, I ain't going to boycott shit, man. So I'm going to boycott this motherfucker, man, because Kaepernick got his shit. Woo, fuck that shit. Super Bowl time. Man, nigga, let's go ahead and see these Patriots win, nigga, who had the motherfucking party, all this. I'm something like, so you know what? You're right, because I can't take niggas. Know what? I can't take niggas serious in 2018 anyway. So you know what, Daryl? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on that.
Right, because
you know
hits.
What? Because you know what? You're right on that.
If he was whack,
if
it was Uwe Boll, that dude that does all them crazy movies, like them Carnage movies and all that, if it was him, he'd be out the paint. Or if it was, give me another bad director people don't fuck with no more.
Roman Polanski, not playing.
Roman Polanski fucking did 4 more movies.
Yeah, he did. So what? He did Schindler's List.
He won an Oscar.
He did The Pianist. That's what he did.
Yeah, he won an Oscar and was nominated for other Oscars.
Shit,
so
I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan, we had his Super Down moment.
There you go. M. Night Shyamalan, when he was falling off, he'd have got caught in Me Too. He wouldn't have got Splice off. Splice wouldn't have happened.
Right, because
yeah. He can't get it. He can't have a Me Too right now.
It's
still
white slave his ass though.
He still ain't recovered fully yet though. His ship is still shaky. He can't take no missile to the bow. You know what I'm saying? Like he can't take no
last
Me Too.
Last Airbender fucked him up, yo.
Like, oh, that was well, I mean, he was already kind of careening a little bit, but that last Airbender though, that was a hit to the starboard hole right there, boy. Because
then you fucked the anime up, nigga.
And then After
action.
Earth, Jesus. Really, he was sitting there with he got that little straw sitting in his mouth in the water, like breathing. And that's what After Earth. He was down to After Earth with that. You know, how somebody like breathing through the straw and that little straw below the water, like in the cartoons.
Did someone do him motherfucker?
That was him after Earth.
Say that someone threw him a life raft and fucking Splice. Splice. Whew, okay, I'm good.
He ain't doing none of that. Right. He like, yo, I just got this vest.
I think he wrote Splice though.
Yeah, he just got this vest.
Like he just got the vest. So, but now, you know what? But you know what? Because niggas can't even take a motherfucking NFL boycott series.
No. I think some people are going to get some people out the paint. I'm just saying if you got hits.
No.
It's like the NFL's got hits.
No, that's literally what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because that's what I'm saying. Because of some shit like that, niggas don't even want to boycott shit like that. I can totally see where you're coming from with saying it's going to be niggas. Niggas going to be like, well, say, you know, I'm a boycott. So, man, fuck Quentin Tarantino. Fuck
Look,
this nigga.
Stan Lee is Teflon, too. He doesn't got caught like filling the boot. Nobody's like, cool, whatever. He 95. So what? Look, George R. Martin right now could have a child sex ring in his basement, and people still gonna watch that last season of Game of Thrones. Because yeah, I know right. I am.
Well, I ain't gonna watch Game of Thrones.
Yes, you are. It's all about the hits,
man. If God forbid, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But if and we're recording this right the week Black Panther comes out, just to let y'all know. Mm-hmm. But let's say God forbid this ever happened. But let's just say something happened with Chadwick Boseman. Something
I'm
like
still
that.
Giving it an 8 minimum. There's nothing that could. There is no scandal that could come out unless he did something to my personal daughter or wife. Other than that, I'm skeptical. Teddy be like, man, he messed my wife. Like, then he really don't tell, man. You got any pictures or something?
I know it would be that he'd be like, so what? Kristen do?
Yeah, like what she? What did she wear over there?
Was she like? What did he do? What did he do exactly? Did he grab her butt? Did she ask him?
Yeah. Did she bend over a certain way to the left at a certain circumference? I would have maybe grabbed her ass too.
Right, dude. She wore the white pants. That's always going to be a problem. We don't told you. I don't mind my
wife. We pick and choose what
pants.
We want. What we want to fuck with. That's just
and the thing is that is the nature of people
we pick
nowadays.
And choose what levels we'd fuck with people at. You know what I mean?
That's true. That is true.
All right, Game of Thrones showrunners are supposed to be doing these another series of Star Wars films. It's going to be a lot of fucking Star Wars films coming out, like Star Wars shit. Because Ryan Johnson's got another series, 3, that's dropping. They're doing some
you
more.
You got enough stories to do it.
There's
enough material to do it.
But
so.
That people are thinking that they're not going to do Confederate now because of them.
Good.
I thought they already said they weren't doing Confederate.
Good.
Oh, no, the people are assuming they're not. They ain't said they were.
If they're not, oh, well, cool.
Yeah, I mean, so. I kind of was interested. I ain't going front. I was kind of interested.
Now, we don't need white folks trying to reminisce on shit like that.
No, but we didn't know the script, though.
Jeff Sessions just said.
Yeah, true.
But I'm saying, but we didn't know the script, though. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been on some. Look, my thing is this. We didn't know what was going to be in this script.
So they're trying to make a black people version of Handmaid's Tale, basically?
That's what I was thinking. It was going to be some Catcher Freeman type shit, maybe. We don't know.
As long as...
But HBO fucked up by thinking the PR-wise how they rolled out that idea. Yeah, so that's on them not fucking it up.
Yeah, because if I think they would have put it like, okay, the main people going to be black and they're going to be like, okay, it's like... But, you know, I think it probably would have flipped on its head. Like, what if Confederate was like, we're going to have the main people be black like on underground, but instead of them trying to escape, they're going to be like, no, we're going to fuck all these white people.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So I can see
we just didn't get a chance to check it out.
But, yeah, I mean... I can see, but back to Star Wars, I can see them doing Star Wars because
you can do all Knights of the Old Republic and stuff like that.
But you know, but that's all considered legends now. Now that's not canon no more.
No, they saying they can do that now.
Oh, so they can do that.
Yeah. They just don't want it. This can't be a Skywalker story. It's not going to be a Skywalker story or anything tied to the Skywalker.
So, but it can be considered Legends of EU.
Yeah, they can do whatever.
Okay,
they
if you can make it Legends of EU, I'm with that because it's like, it's too many good things in the EU legend shit. Legit. That yeah, you want to fucking do because of like, it's so much shit that makes sense that like, why would you want to get rid of?
Why would you get rid of it? Yeah,
like it's like I understand Disney. We're like, well, no, we want to try something new, but I'm like, don't alienate all the good ass stories that came out the shit. Like,
yeah,
don't do that. Like, No, I don't do that, man.
I'll flip them and just keep going to keep the same storyline, maybe add some different elements.
That's how I feel, long.
All right, next up, Vertigo Comics miniseries.
Hey, DC.
So have you peeped out this comic, The Kitchen?
I heard of it. I've heard of it.
Irish mafia story set in Hell's Kitchen, New York in 1970s when the FBI does a sweep of the mob. Several men are arrested. Their wives and up. End up taking over and running the business much more viciously than the men ever did.
I'm The Kitchen. See, part of me sounds like how it feels. It feels like a follow up or something like that to like on some History of Violence type shit.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying? Because History of Violence, Vertigo is DC.
And she wrote it straight out of Compton. The woman that's gonna be doing this movie wrote straight out of Compton.
Okay, but like
she's
I said,
their directorial debut.
You know, so it sounds like
it's a basically a script based off of these women that get caught up. Not caught up. Their husbands get locked up for mafia stuff, so they take over and doing shit, crazy shit.
What's his name? What's his
It's called The Kitchen.
I ain't
yeah, it's from Vertigo Comics. It was a mini series run. I might have to go check out.
Oh,
the comic.
Tiffany Haddish is gonna be in it.
Yeah,
and Melissa McCarthy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah, it's a comic right now, but they're turning into
a
movie.
Is it comedy?
No, it's supposed to be serious. Drama. It's a mild drama,
like on like History of Violence level mild drama.
Yeah,
people showing their talent apparently.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm telling you, it's a lot of good shit. So in other words, in DC news, because this is Vertigo in DC news.
No, I don't want to say that.
We're going to say this DC news.
When I A-Town stomp on the grave, I like to, you know, I like it to be clear.
Hey, go ahead and give them. Give them this. It's Vertigo. Give them that, man. Give them
but
that.
Vertigo is owned by DC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it don't count.
It counts. It's DC.
It's not Vertigo.
Give him, come on, come on.
Ted, you ain't gonna give it to him.
Give him, come on.
No, you got to. Hey, you know what's funny is that when
it's not DCEU. That's
there you
what
go. There you go.
Is anything that's DC like this nigga won't go to Washington because DC,
bro. Nigga, Warner Bros. Can be paying us hell of money, dog.
And everybody knows Batman's my favorite comic book character, so it's just like, I'm pissed off at the DCEU. I have nothing against DC Comics. It's DCEU.
When he sent the show notes. And it said it's a damn conspiracy. I literally thought that was like an anagram for it's DC. I was like, look at this nigga being
shady. Damn, that's a good one.
Why would you give him that?
Oh, let me put that in my note. That's God what the name damn. Of the DC section is going to be from now on. Moving forward, Jordan Peele's thinking about doing a Get Out sequel. Me and Ted had talked about this. How they can he could basically be a vampire hunter, kind of like Blade, but against all no.
It's genius.
No,
bro.
It's genius. He basically is going around cleaning
I'm
up because you got to think all those some of those white people that went into those black bodies didn't stay in that town. They went off to wherever Portland, New York, Seattle, wherever town they were from. They just came for that thing. He could go around
people,
killing them because he can go back in there and get the laptop.
You know what would be really dope to
and go through as a dragon. I mean, a vampire hunter.
You know what it'll be.
And it'll be black. And it'll be black on black crime. You know, that's what it'll be in the news is black on black crime.
You know what would be really interesting, especially because I believe
I'm with
in what's his like Key? Which one is that? Peel? No, that's Key, right?
No, it's Peel. It's Peel. Jordan Peel.
Jordan Peel. Right? Yeah. It'd be tight if he can make sequels to Get Out, like, plural.
Yeah.
But it jumped genres each time he does it.
Kind of how we're going to talk about with Black Dynamite in a minute.
What you mean?
Black Dynamite is hopping genres. It's going to be a black old western.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be like Nigga Charlie. We talked about the last time. They are doing exactly what I read about Nigga Charlie.
Nigga I'm with it.
And it was like, what was the other one? Nigga Charlie. What was the other one I said?
Boss Nigga.
Boss Nigga. That's the third one. It's a series of nigga movies in the West with Fred Williamson. This Nigga Charlie, Nigga Charlie 2, T-O-O, and then Boss Nigga.
Nigga Charlie.
2, T-O-O.
That sounds like...
And then Boss Nigga the
that
third
That sounds like when you like upset with somebody. Like, mm-hmm. What's wrong with you? Nigga Charlie.
Yep. 2.
The legend of Nigga Charlie is his first.
Yeah, and then is it Nigga Charlie? Legend of Nigga Charlie 2?
I think it's like. Yeah.
Or is this Nigga Charlie 2? It's one of those.
It's,
but what are you saying? If he could do something like that where he. Because basically, Black Dynamite's going to jump different black exploitation genres.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The soul of Nigga Charlie.
The soul of Nigga Charlie.
The
okay.
soul of Nigga Charlie. The boss Nigga. Yes. the soul of Nigga Charlie. Yes, I
you
love
you thought you got me in that first one, bitch. I'm back.
Gonna haunt your ass.
With soul.
Yeah, with soul.
That's funny as shit.
So you saying you think you get different? I mean, I know some people are like, they don't want to do a sequel. I think the Vampire Hunter version of the sequel could
it
work.
It would be dope, though.
And
really?
it'd be black on black crime. Like a flip on black crime, because everybody's saying it's black on black crime.
It's like, it's a mass serial killer going around. It's find out the man. It'd be all like a Black Mirror flip, find out the mass serial killer, be killing all the people that's been fucked up. It's like, I'm trying to put, say, I'm really not trying to, I'm trying to really put all y'all niggas out y'all misery because y'all fucked up out here.
Because you got to think, some of them motherfuckers are athletes and some big dudes. You got to bring the pain.
Or what if he even flipped it even further? And, well, damn, does the white body die?
Yeah. Yeah, the white body's gone.
Damn.
Yeah, because it's a lobotomy. Because they took part of the brain and inserted it in another brain. In the black person's brain.
Oh, I thought it was like a complete, like, brain flip. Because I'd be like...
Yeah, it is, but that body's gone.
Yeah, this one's it's a straight lobotomy. It's a brain transfer, like a straight-up lobotomy. Like, but no, the other person still got part of himself.
Yeah, because
there.
He's in there, because he's in the sunken place. He's down there, and that's how a homeboy was wilding out.
Right. No, I know. I guess I was looking at it like, it'd have been dope if they actually put, like, the other brain in the white body.
Oh, and you became white? Like,
right. Black people became white. And
instantly your credit went up. That's the first thing that happened.
Well, no, they go back and they actually start taking advantage of their whiteness. They start living their life that they, you know. So
that'd be crazy.
They come back and be like, yo, this man is an imposter.
he ain't never danced that good. But I know a lot of people are like, man, don't mess it up. I mean, I'm cool if they don't do one, but I'm fine if they do. Like, I'm cool.
The way the first one ended, it could be a sequel if you wanted to, but it didn't need to be one if it did, like you said. I'll be okay, like you said, if it wasn't one, but if it was, came out of it.
And he's Blade.
It would be funny if it wasn't even him. It'd be funny if it was real. Turn that shit into like a straight comedy.
That could be a flip. But no, him and real, like sidekicks, though. You got to keep him, though, because he can know all the secrets, though, because he saw it.
Well, that's true.
Because the movie low key wouldn't be as good as if Lil Rel wasn't there.
No, not at all.
Lil Rel wasn't there because he pretty much caught the whole movie. I was like, oh, so this. I was like, this nigga caught the whole plot out, and then the whole plot happened. Like, yep, he was hella black. So I mean, yeah, I would say he would need to be like his like sidekick or his whistler to his
or that white girl don't die either. Or don't die because remember they rolled away. She just fell out like passed out.
No, I think she did.
I think she died.
No. We think she died. Remember, she just passed out because when he pulled up, her eyes were open.
Yeah, her eyes were open when they pulled up.
So she just was exasperated, like, fuck, I ain't get him. And she just laid back.
I thought she stopped breathing.
I thought she was bleeding out.
But what if she gets saved?
How? Nigga, shit, because when you bleed, you don't last.
Look here, Jason movies. Jason survived.
That's Jason, nigga. This is a real person.
Or they might just have somebody else that came and swooped her up. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a horror film, though, so... We can stretch the lanes of the poor.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Hannibal Lecter lives every goddamn movie. He gets out of, and he's old as fuck.
Or what if one of them still lives?
Yeah.
Like, no. And she ends up getting her brain transferred to, like, a black chick.
That's the only way they can keep her to survive.
But the thing about it, though, is there another service around like
that's
her dad?
That's the thing, though.
Because her dad was the main. Because it was his family, and he did his parents and everyone else's parents.
Maybe they had like a.
What if he had them on videotape? What if he videotaped like the process just in case?
Or what if they had another brother they ain't talk about?
That's what I'm saying. You could go anywhere with that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Now, if someone else know how to do, okay. But as far as we know...
That's usually what happens. They bring a brother to, like, you know, there's a way...
What if we flip it? And what if it's a black person, a real black person that does it? Black on black crime. The whole movie be black on black crime.
It could be like a nigga.
The black person is the person that knows how to do it. So he already got transferred. No, he's really black still. And he does.
Why would he help? That don't even make sense.
Why does white black people do stuff that they do though when they sell us out now?
That's different.
No, it's not.
Nigga, that shit.
No, it's not.
That shit been the same since 1492, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
All the time changes.
How did Denmark Vesey get caught up? How did Ben Turner get caught up?
Like he's mixed.
No, he's got to be full black and dark skinned too.
Like Keith David.
I want it all the way. Yes, Keith David can actually do the role. Wait. I hate all these niggas.
You know what? But low key, that would be because Keith David is funny as fuck, and he can play a serious role.
Yeah, man.
So he would be dope.
And he was adopted by a white family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trash.
Or even worse, no, he wasn't adopted by a black family. He just wanted to be white that bad. Shout out to Clarence Thomas. Grew up with around all niggas, went to a HBCU, everything.
Got money and get it.
But you know what that
What if it is Clarence Thomas? What if they call the deep
You got to flip it. It's a slow dick. His name is Thomas Clarence.
Tommy Clarence.
Tommy Clarence.
Tommy Clarence.
And he's a judge. A Supreme Court judge.
He's a surgeon.
Yeah, he's a surgeon.
He's a surgeon. It's like, yeah, so, you know. It's like, you know,
and of course he got a white wife.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Just like
Dr. Clarence line one, didn't find out. Dr. Clarence. Some other
That's
shit like
it.
That.
Black on black crime. You could flip into black on black crime.
Hey, yo, hey, Jordan Peele, Keith David, hey, make that work. Make that work.
Funny. Y'all ridiculous.
Hey, all right, next up, Black April O'Neil's coming back to Ninja Turtles. Well, she was already there at the beginning. She was the first April O'Neil was black in Ninja Turtles. Right? Yeah, but they're bringing her back. Now, fully black April Neal.
Black girl magic, man.
I just wonder how many people like are upset about like
something like that, and they don't know, didn't realize April Neal was originally
well,
black.
I mean,
and had a Jerry curl.
Just a lot of it. Just like, you know, like, you know, people feeling like the diversity is just making it harder for them to get. I mean, I guess in a sense it is. You are losing your advantage to some degree.
Yeah.
But like, this shit is just funny.
Yeah, she's a light-skinned black woman. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, she had a Jerry curl.
Had a Jerry curl. Right?
It's just funny.
She
like
what was the chicken Thriller? Her name. She was super, was it? Wasn't Lola?
Ola. Ola Faye, something like that.
Ola Ray. Ola Ray.
Yeah, the chick from here.
She looked like Ola Ray.
Yeah, the chick from here. Yeah, she from here, right?
Yeah, she's from here.
I'm just laughing because it's funny because I'm like for example. One of my friends got invited to Christians Against Black Panther.
Yeah, no, that's a troll group.
No, I know. But what's funny is...
Some people really got in there thinking it was real?
No. It was for white... Like, white people did create that.
But then black people took it over?
No, so somebody accidentally... Well, so it says in, like, the title, hey, like, you got the administrator. It's like, hey, this is open to all races. We as Christians need to come together to ban this atrocity, this and that, right?
So white people jumped in the room.
And, you know, well, yeah, and it was going off. Like, somebody called it Affirmative Action, the movie. That's kind of funny. It is a little funny.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Ooh,
but
wow,
they jumped in. So he took a picture of it. My boy took a picture of it. It was like, oh, yeah, this is open to all races. The next line, I guess they let too many black people in. They show the administrator being like, well, all you fucking monkeys can go back to Africa. And we were like,
wow.
That's exactly what we were talking about. Like, thank you for showcasing exactly what the fuck we were talking about.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the photo right now, y'all. So just so y'all know, the original photo from Mirage Comics back in the 80s. And damn it, I'm telling you, she looked like she could be one of Prince's girlfriends, my nigga. Don't lie.
She hella do.
She looked like she could be like part of like a Vanity Six or some shit like that, my nigga. No bullshit. Like, so nah, like on some real shit. So April O'Neil being black again really is just like you say, it's just really going back to his roots, low key. Now if they just go back to their roots, like as far as like how they used to fuck niggas up in the Turtle films, then I'm there. Like if you give me a black April O'Neil but give me a 1990s recall back to how the shit was, perfect. Real shit? Come on. That's real. Like, the 1990s version, like I always say, 1990s version of Turtles, even though I was, like, what, 3 when that shit came out, I watched it, like, 100 times, and it's still, to me, one of the best comic book movies I've ever seen in my life.
By hands down, though.
Hands down. It's one of the best comic book movies you'll ever watch. Like, it's damn near, like, almost accurate to, like, the original comic. Almost. Like on some good shit. So, that's why I say... It's a callback to the original, like the original comic version, not the movie, but the comic. But I would say if they threw that back in, that'd be dope. But yeah, y'all, if y'all go on Google, no bullshit, y'all type in original April O'Neil, you will see the original photo of April O'Neil, the original draw of her being literally a light skinned black chick with Jerry curl, like Daryl said, with full lips, like look like she could be like. In like an 80s music video, like on some Prince shit, like no lie, like she's straight as a sister, like no lie, and it's crazy.
All right, let's jump into a Joker solo film supposed to be coming out. They cast Joaquin Phoenix for a Joker solo film. Why?
I'm not against it though.
Why are we doing a Joker solo film though? Joker is based around Batman, so is Batman not in this? Like Venom, the bullshit.
Well,
with
they're probably gonna do it like as like a Killing Joke scenario, probably. Could be doing his Killing Joke scenario as far as like just telling his story as the Red Hood before he became the Joker. And they probably gonna do is put in Batman, because you gotta put in Batman if you want.
They said no Batman.
That don't make no fucking sense.
What about Bruce Wayne?
So they're gonna do the same thing Venom's doing with Peter Parker in there? Yeah. I mean, what is he gonna do? That's like, I'll be right back. Like, I'm gonna put my cape on, but I'm not coming back. It's bad, man. DC, y'all know what the fuck I'm doing. House Party remake coming, supposedly.
Shout out to Stephen Glover, man.
Stephen Glover from Donald Glover's brother is supposed to be writing it. Really? Produced by LeBron James.
Yep, and y'all remember Stephen Glover, he is one of the niggas that helped write Atlanta.
Congratulations. Yeah, he's, I saw the picture of him. Like, that shit makes me excited, man.
Yeah, I know some people don't want to see a House Party remake, but I'll do this one because all the other ones was bullshit. Like, that one with the Immature in it was bad. The one with...
Which one with Immature?
That's House Party 4, technically. It's the one where they were having... Batman act like he was... or Marcus Houston act like he was...
That's how you know niggas was names in the 90s, y'all. We call these niggas Batman, Romeo, yeah, LDB. See, that's how you know niggas grew up with this shit, dog. Like, for real.
Yeah, he act like he was sick or whatever to have a house party at the house or whatever. Then the fifth one had a guest role from Kid and Play, but that was the one that had Dion Richmond and some random white kid. Dion Richmond is the kid from...
Kenny. Kenny from Cosby Show, right?
Mm-mm. No, yeah. That's Dion Richmond too. This is another Dion Mitch. Maybe it's Dion something. It's Dion something else. The dude from Everybody Hates Chris, the younger brother, and Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, the younger brother from Everybody.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Dion something. Maybe it's not Richmond, probably, because Dion Richmond is the dude from Cosby Show. You're right about that. But that was the fifth one. Now they're gonna reboot it. Who do y'all think should be casting here as Kid and Play? Or who could be? Somebody was saying the Migos in the comments article.
See, that's the thing, though. What makes it really hard, I mean, they ain't doing a bad job in Atlanta.
Yeah, but they're playing themselves, though.
Right. It's, well, these niggas might have to be themselves, though. That's the only point.
Like, yeah, because that's what kind of how...
But it's a question, we have to modernize it, because the dance and shit ain't really...
Because you have... You know what? I think you have to... To me...
You gotta go somebody new. You gotta someone go...
You gotta go someone new. I think you have to make it like a black version of Planet X. Project X.
Yeah.
Make a black version of Project X.
Yeah. Make like, it us off the chain crazy.
You make it like straight. Like, if you're going to make a house party, make it the black version of Project X.
Is there
out.
One, though? Like, it would have
House Party was the closest thing.
The magnitudes is way.
But now, like, on Project X.
It almost needs to be like some hood shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying. A hood, like I said, a black ass version of Project X. You can make it in a hood.
Actually, what if you made it like a period piece?
Make you take it back to the '90s?
Take it back to Freaknik.
That would be good. You know what? That would be dope.
What if you bring back John Witherspoon to play the Nick No Neighbor still though? Like he moved from another spot down in Atlanta. And he's next door.
I think he could make a cameo, but I think it would be better if it was somebody that people recognize, like Cat Williams would probably be good.
That'd be a good one. Who's another angry black guy that could be in there that'd be a good next door neighbor? The Public Enema. The public damn Public Enema. They playing that damn Public Enema. Call the police. They playing that damn Public Enema. It's gotta be somebody kinda Deion Cole?
Or is he too laid back? He's super laid back. I was thinking
Anthony Anderson?
Even Kevin Hart.
But Kevin Hart might want too much money for this budget.
That's true.
What about Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, I mean, he's recognizable, but he's so fun-loving.
Yeah, like, so really... he's got to be... You don't see as like somebody like an old man getting mad.
Ricky Smiley.
Ricky Smiley would be good.
My man Frankie Faison from...
Faison Love?
No. Frankie Faison from
Noir.
From the Wire, yeah. From the Wire.
Oh, he'd be good. He'd be good.
Yeah, Frank.
He'd be good, actually. Yeah.
Who did he play? Pop from Luke Cage, dude. That's the same dude. Frankie Faison. That's one.
Yeah, that's Frankie Faison. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he played the Colonel and
Depends on what's gonna happen down in Atlanta. Because the thing is, with Freaknik being in Atlanta, you could still play out there because there's so much.
Some kids had a house party and their parents out of town during the weekend of Freaknik.
Or do it like either Freaknik, Spring Break, or All Star Weekend.
like a Black Beach Weekend.
Or Black
Beach
Weekend.
But you gotta have be living there though. Like these right, taking right, over right, their
that,
parents'
that's
house.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying. You can get away with, I'll say, spring break.
I think it's gotta be All Star Game if you're gonna do one. It's All Star Game.
Yeah, so if you it can be the All Star Game, Freaknik, or it can be Black.
If you did All Star Game, then you can make spring it modern. Break. If you do an All Star Game, you could definitely make it modern. I just trying to think about like, cause shit is so different now.
Like, I mean, but I but that gives a good idea to know. Like, but if you make it like a Black version of Project X, though, and make it doing also, that's cameos.
I mean, it's true. You could do Future.
Usher, that's cameos all day. You know what I'm saying? Because you got, like I said, you got all the Atlanta niggas you can get come through. You can go ahead and get any little, like any of the random, not even just Atlanta people, just even outside because it's All Star Weekend.
Who does it start up?
Oh, who's the star?
Like you said, if it's house party, and it's not, because like the vibe is different now. Like they really it's a totally different sort of feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying with that, with the feel being.
Because it ain't like I'm not saying it's not fun loving like our shit was, but it's like it's I don't know. I just feel like they vibe is just different. They on a different wave than we were.
Yeah.
Them niggas feel like they more grown.
Yeah, because that was more fun-loving and kiddy. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm interested to see how they flip it. All right. Wesley Snipes is trying to make a Black Panther for years.
Supposedly
John Singleton wanted to flip it to be the actual real Black Panthers, though.
You said,
he was coming back.
That wouldn't work. Nope. It wouldn't work. Move on. That shit wouldn't work. Don't get me wrong, Wesley, you Blade, and you my nigga.
He would have been dope.
He would have been dope as fuck. At that time, he would have been hella dope as Blade.
Yeah.
But if it's a right to chat, if you talking about,
I still kind of wish they would have chose like Chibodo Ejiofor
because he was actually African.
Jamal
Hansel, if he was young enough, because he did a voice.
True.
Jamal Hansel would have fucking worked if he
was
young
enough. He definitely would have wrecked the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm looking at it just like, I like Chadwick Boseman, but they like, he like the only nigga in Hollywood.
Yeah.
When he
played Thurgood Marshall, you knew they was going to pick that nigga for everything.
And that's why I was looking, I was like, as much to the chagrin of Daryl, Terrence Howard would probably been a dope.
Oh, Terrence Howard would have been a great Thurgood, and he'd have been Thurgood Man.
Thurgood Marshall. He'd have been dope. And when I saw him as Thurgood, I was like, man, y'all just.
It was good movie, though.
It was. I mean, I don't want to take anything from him, but I'm like, dog, this nigga is like. He played every prolific.
He played Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, about to play the first Black superhero, period.
Bruh.
And you know what I'm saying? And he played, Horace or something like that. And the only reason you find out he did this, I had to do that because had I not did that, there would be no other black people with top billing in the movie. You remember when you thought
a long
time ago?
Oh, you
talking
about in
Guys of Egypt. He did that Guys of Egypt shit solely because it was no other black person was really doing it. He was like, fuck, if I don't do it, ain't gonna be a black person.
That's
in this
a bad movie, man. Guys of Egypt is a bad movie.
And that shit was trash.
Yeah, and that's the nigga. And the nigga who made Dark City and The Crow did that. God damn. And The Crow is your shit. That's what I was like. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn.
I don't know if the intention was for it to whitewash it though. Like, would it have still been a bad movie if it wasn't whitewashed?
No, it would have been bad, man. CGI was bad. Everything was just bad about that. It just made it worse.
It was like a sequel to.
Then niggas were made fun to call it the hotel thing of the fucking century.
The hotel of the century.
The hotel movie of the century. You must go watch it.
All right, we gonna fly through some of these last topics.
Shit.
Michael Bay doing a Lobo movie now.
With explosions, nigga. That's all I'm saying. With explosions.
Yeah, we going next. Chris Claremont says Dark Phoenix movie will get Infinity War a run for its money.
Now, before we continue, let's remind people who Chris Claremont is.
Yeah, he created it.
Chris Claremont is the reason why a lot of 2000, late 90s, 2000 X-Men shit popped.
Yeah.
Mid-90s on, like, he wrote a lot of shit. Like, a lot of shit. Like, I think I want to say the 90s X-Men is his creation.
Yeah.
The 90s X-Men is his creation.
But here's the difference, though. Like,
Does he know who's directing this movie?
Is it Bryan Singer directing it?
No, Sticky Papers is not involved, but his residue friend is involved, though. His residue friend? The co-Sticky Papers dude.
Simon Kinberg, right?
Simon Kinberg, yeah.
I look at it like this.
Who wrote all the scripts?
I look at it like this.
Jesus.
I look at it like this. I think it's more so, like, your boy may have wrote it, but he didn't have to go up against, like, it already didn't have a bad reputation.
What, Phoenix?
No, like, the X-Men series. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm saying, like, in the mid-90s, everyone's like, it pop. So
yeah.
I'm saying, like, it wasn't coming in. He wasn't carrying this much baggage and pressure to have to perform.
And he's also, like, 70 years old, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's old. So he doesn't know. He ain't seen none of these other movies. I'm sure he hasn't seen Apocalypse yet.
Shut up.
He has not. He couldn't have seen X-Men Apocalypse and think that Dark Phoenix is going to be better or give Infinity War runs money. Or he just needs some... He just needed some attention, that's all. All right. Leftovers director to direct the Watchmen pilot.
I'm with it.
I haven't seen Leftovers either. I haven't seen
Leftovers is more or less, they don't explain it, but it's kind of awesome what happened if the rapture happened. How would humanity take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if niggas just literally got left behind, if it was a straight left behind the situation, how would niggas deal with it? Like, I'm talking about niggas just... instantly gone. I'm talking babies, men, women, grown people, just like hundreds of thousands of people just vanished off the face of the earth.
Gotcha. Okay.
So yeah, it's
think that's gonna be a good look for them from Watchmen?
Yeah, I did like the Leftovers. I hate I didn't get a chance to watch some more because just other stuff just came on. I just kind of just lost it in the shuffle. But now it was cool, man. So I mean, and I fuck with the Watchmen. So
yeah,
so I'm with it. So because. I mean, if it's going to be HBO doing it and it's going to be people Leftovers doing it, down with it. Especially, now I'm kind of curious to see who's going to be who when they finally put all that shit out there. But, you know, we'll see how when the time comes. All
right. Black Dynamite 2 is going to be called Outlaw Johnny Black. I love this, man. It's gonna
Outlaw
be,
Johnny Black.
It's going to be the legend of nigga Charlie on... Oh, man, this is going to be great, man. Shout out to Black Dynamite. It's him and the dude that played Bullhorn?
Yeah.
They wrote it, all this stuff.
Okay.
They came up with it together.
Gotcha.
This whole concept. So the whole concept is that they're going to change. Black Dynamite as a character is going to go between all different kinds of exploit, black exploitation. So I'm wondering, next is probably going to be horror, right?
Did y'all see when he did that?
When he did that already? If it's going to be Blackula, a remake of Blackula.
No, but it was it was for a commercial. It was like Michael Jai White does horror. And he was basically going through like every horror scene, whooping people's ass, like every horror movie. So he fought, like he whooped Jason's ass, he whooped Freddy Krueger's ass.
Where was this?
Oh, I posted it a while ago.
Oh, nigga, I gotta watch that.
I gotta find it.
I don't know if it was on Funny or Die or something like that.
You know what? I just hope he screams out, since it's gonna be around the 19th century. I just need him to scream out like an Insecure. I hate slavery. I hate slavery.
And y'all not taking me back. I'm looking forward to this. I just want them to do that, and then it'd be dope if they flipped it and did like a black woman with like a Pam Grier type joint, like a Coffee or a Foxy Brown or Cleopatra Jones. Sally Richardson. You just flip it.
Oh yeah, you're right. It will
you
be
just
Sally
flip it. You just have Sally Richardson play it, and he would like to be the sidekick. It's Black Dynamite though. Yeah. Or does he do a pimp movie like the Mac?
Or like. I mean, they already had the Willie Dynamite scene in the motherfucking in Black Dynamite.
Well, so Arsenio Hall, which was the funniest part of the movie, though. Like,
never since the hit in the history of the game. Never in the history of the game.
That's
my thing. So, last up in our news, this is for you, Teddy. I knew you had a role in a second. Bad Boys for Life is back home, supposedly. They have two directors they're looking at to bring this back again.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you've been waiting for this Will Smith joint to come back.
He got to ride it, man. You know, he got it's a controversial win. It was ugly, but it was a win with, the fuck was the movie on Netflix?
Bright.
Okay.
It's a controversial W.
It's a controversial W.
It was
doesn't
mixed
have to
decision.
Be pretty. As long
mixed
as you
decision.
Got it, you got big decision. Did you get the W or did you not get the W?
You got the W.
Nigga got the W. So, we got to ride it. I love the shit he's doing on Instagram.
Oh, his Instagram is killing it right now.
Yeah, that's my nigga, man. Yeah. So, I always want to see him succeed. So, hopefully, this will be some... Like, I wonder if it's going to be like a passing of the batons or is it gonna be like both these niggas are like
and just tired of this
both
shit.
Of they, both of them
like Lethal Weapon. I'm just too old for this shit.
Like,
yeah, I think it should be like I'm too old for this shit.
Fuck,
don't even hand up a time. Like, I'm just too old for this shit. Like, and no, the thing is though, Martin got to be all fucked up and out of weight, and Will Smith is flying shit though, still like doing shit, still kicking it with chicks. Like, he's like, you know, we 50, right?
I mean, they have to pass the baton to somebody though.
No, you ain't got to keep it going.
You know,
make that the last one, the trilogy.
No, you know, you already know they're gonna pass it. You know who they gonna pass
Jaden
it to?
Jaden Smith.
Who?
Jaden Smith.
Nope.
Who?
Y'all gotta go completely opposite because these niggas has already been out.
Key and Peele.
Nope.
Who?
Michael B. Jordan and somebody else.
Change the color.
Oh no! You say they're gonna make it all white?
Nah, they can go all white, but they gonna pass the baton to them niggas.
Channing Tatum and who else?
Oh, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
22
Jones. It's gonna cross.
I don't think it's that. I don't think they own by the same company. They were gonna cross them with Men in Black at one point.
Watch what
that was close to happening.
Just know that you heard it here first.
So you saying Bad Boys 4, Wiggas for Life is the next one?
Wiggas for Life.
It'll still be Bros for Life. It's just gonna cross.
It's gonna be Bros for Life.
And it'll be funny as a motherfucker if. Think about it.
Bad Boys on Jump Street.
No. Bad Boys on Jump Street. That shit is fire as fuck.
Bad Boys on Jump Street.
And think
nigga.
About it. If it's Bad Boys on Jump Street and you let Tatum and Jonah Hill go undercover, but Bad Boys don't know it.
So you're crossing 21 Jump Street and the Bad Boys.
No, and then and make it like a parody of what's the shit the party, like do like some shit like that, like both people still undercover the same.
Right,
shit.
And undercover at the same time. They don't know. And nigga, that is brilliant.
But maybe make a comedic version of the party. That shit would be lit.
Yeah, comedic version of the party. Dude, that shit would be fire, dog. That shit would be fucking fire.
Hey man, y'all ain't shit, man. For that. Y'all talking about my
Zone
Pound
niggas everywhere and shit.
Hey, dog.
Dog, that'd be hella fly, dog.
All right, Ted. You got any damn conspiracy this week before you get out of here?
Nah, man. Nah. Just leaving. I'm leaving with this.
Okay.
People out here thinking that 45 finna get impeached.
Not happening.
Nigga, you don't want 45 impeached.
That.
Because
Spence. Nigga, Omarosa said. Omarosa said,
who's my favorite black woman?
Omarosa said, you'll be begging for Trump if Pence gets in office.
That's why I've been saying, thank
she
you.
She said that you will be begging for the days of Trump if Pence gets put in office.
And real shit, I know, because I've been saying this since this nigga got elected. I was like, I say, dude, this is a bad scenario.
She said that this dude walk around telling staff, Jesus told me to tell you.
Oh shit!
That's a verbatim. Like,
what's
Jesus
so funny is Trump did what that joke by Chris Rock, where you're talking about that if somebody was smart, they would get a black vice president, they'll never get killed. Because they was like, "What you going with that black man in office then?" So this was basically what Trump did. You saying?
Yeah. So my thing is this, though.
No, because the right don't care about that.
See, my thing is...
No, I'm saying if somebody tries to take him out, they're like, well, you want him next?
See,
the right is cool with that.
Right, but I'm saying the left would be like,
yeah.
I'm going to take him out.
So you're saying, like, the left, like, because the left would be the one to take him out.
Yeah.
See, what's the fucked up part about it is now you're throwing in guy's name and the shit. Now you got people going to be looking at shit like, oh, fuck. And that's the one thing I knew where it was going to be a problem with Pence. I was like, once you start throwing religion in, and mixing it with a bunch of bullshit, then it's going to cause a lot of fucking strife and shit.
Yeah. Hey, man. Just know, wish for peace, not for death.
Hell yes.
All right. You got any anime picks for us for this week?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about one real quick. A few minutes. I saw it last week when I had some sit-down time. Godzilla, Planet of the Monsters,
okay,
on Netflix.
Break this down.
It's a Godzilla movie. It's legit. It's a legitimate Godzilla movie, and it's legit, like the 32nd or 33rd fucking Godzilla movie. Like it's 30 some of these motherfuckers. Period. Since 1954 till now, it's like 30 some of these motherfucking movies. You know
what I'm
saying?
Is that many?
Yeah. Period. And damn, it's the first one that's animated. That's the worst animated one.
Okay.
So, it's basically about humanity basically got more or less kicked off Earth by Godzilla and a bunch of other kaiju or giant monsters. because Godzilla emerged, and you find out this version of Godzilla is not really a reptile, but more like a mutated plant-like reptile creature.
Oh, wow.
So he's like a mutated reptilian plant creature. Like in
also,
many
oh shit, he's fucking off the
chain. So he more or less based like a plant-like monster instead of like a straight-up reptile. So think of it like a giant reptile, but it basically like a big ass plant, like something like you see like in like one of Poison Ivy's monsters that grew up to look like a giant fucking Godzilla monster in so many words. So you still do all the same shit that Godzilla can do. It ain't no different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the exact same shit. So basically humanity gets kicked off of Earth, because they didn't really get kicked off. They had to leave Earth because just the world just got overran. It just wasn't safe for humanity. And the reason it got helped is two alien races came to Earth to try to basically help save everybody. And they had to get everyone off because they got kicked off their planet because they shit got fucked up. Didn't say how. It just said their shit got fucked up. So like, hey, you want to come to Earth? We'll help you get rid of Godzilla. Oh, shit, we getting fucked up by Godzilla. We got to leave. And shit like that. So they all leave. So everyone leaves Earth. These three races, the two alien races in humanity, they leave Earth. And for what they deem is 20 years time, like that in space, like deep space, like light years away and shit.
Okay.
So now it's like, fuck, we just can't survive no more. So we said, fuck, we're going to run out, you know, and out of rations and our energy and all this other shit. We going to need some space, but how can we do this? And we got three races of people that we need to fucking save. Well, listen, we're going to have to go back to Earth. But fuck Godzilla back there. That was like, nigga, we know. So we going to have to do something about this. So like they had to try to come to a plan. It's like, fuck, we're gonna have to find a way to take Godzilla out. So they go back to Earth and they pretty much gonna have to figure out how to and this is like a couple parts movie. This is like a movie series that they're doing, like a part one, part two. So this is part one I'm talking about. So they just go back to Earth and you find out I ain't gonna spoil it, but just know they ain't kinda Godzilla, but it's a twist at the end. It's like a get the fuck out of here type twist. Like, nope. So it's like one of those it's like it puts Godzilla in perspective where you already knew Godzilla was fucking destructive, but you don't know, you really don't really truly understand how much of a threat Godzilla, or if something like Godzilla really existed, would really be. Like, no one understands how bad that would go. Like, it was like, ooh. Because Godzilla ain't, not only is hella strong and shit, like, it shoots shit at you, it's intelligent.
Right, right.
So it's not like it's stupid, it's actually intelligent. So you got this big intelligent reptilian creature, you know, that can shoot shit at you from a distance. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they can fuck up other monsters. So, and it's been, over time, it's been fucking up monsters. And like I was saying, though, they've been going for what they feel been 20 years, but since they've been in deep space, in light year time, and time is relative, what they deem is 20 years really happened. They've been thinking they've been going on Earth for 20 years, where it really has only been 20,000. So, really, they come back to Earth where evolution took course. That natural selection, evolution took its like an after Earth, same as that kind of scenario.
Yeah, the Earth flipped.
And this is what happens if humans weren't around for 20,000 years and evolution just continued on. And so it's like now you got evolved shit walking around, including kaiju, and including a Godzilla. But you got to watch and see what I'm talking about. But I fuck with it; it's good. And for an anime, I would say it definitely made me interested in Godzilla again, because Godzilla to me works better as an anime than do live action for me. So if you really want a good introduction on some Godzilla shit, but you like, I don't want to watch some bad subtitles, watch the animated one, like on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Everyone got Netflix. Mm-hmm. So it's a Netflix original. So check it out. It's about an hour, 20, hour 30 long. Check it out.
Oh, so it's not even that long. Yeah.
It's a standard movie length. Yeah. Just check it out. So, and like I said, it's I don't know how many parts it is, but this is just part one. So part two is coming
out. Another one coming up soon.
You're right. And so it's going to be another part. And so check that out, but it's pretty good though. If y'all want to watch some good stuff, though, I rock with it.
All right, next up, last up, Sleeve It or Leave It. Our trailer section. First up, we have Skyscraper, starring everyone's favorite, The Rock.
So basically, Black version of Die Hard.
Yeah, that's it. Basically, yeah, with one leg.
With a vibranium detachable leg.
Yeah,
my nigga.
So he's basically. It's basically Die Hard 2020, a futuristic hotel, though, instead of the... With a handicap. So he's a vet, and he's trying to save his family with Neve Campbell as his wife and his kids, his little biracial children are running around. And he's basically trying to save the world, just like Bruce Willis did in Die Hard. But it was with the Takaloma... What was it?
The Nakatomi Plaza.
This one is the same one. It's another Asian plaza.
Like I said, this is Die Hard. I'm fucking Die Hard, man. But you know what? I fucking love Die Hard, though. So, I mean, if it's Die Hard...
The thing is, kind of crazy, is The Rock's kids are basically the future of how everybody going to look. Teddy and those kids... Yeah, Kappa Wayne. Those kids and Teddy are the future of how we all going to look in 100 years. So.
They say 2057. That's very possible.
There you go. So you get off your racist bus. Sleeve it or leave this, man.
I'll give it an or.
The Rock has come out with a lot of fucking movies right now, dog. I think he may be over.
Now let it happen, man. Cause like we always say with like shit, like I said, we see all these badass.
Yeah,
like,
let him come out. Let him do it, man.
Let him get his paper.
I'm not seeing it.
I mean, then you gonna already see like the next best action star after The Rock gonna be Jason Momoa. So you might as well just go ahead and let nature take its course.
Or Rob Gronkowski, if people have been keeping up with sports.
Right.
Yeah, that's the true thing, people. That's not a man. I didn't make that up. That really is Ron Gronkowski, the tight end for the New England Patriots, literally is trying to get into acting and quit football, potentially.
Hey, everyone trying to be Terry Crews, man.
All right, next up is Hereditary. This one's starring Toni Collette and Gabriel Byrne. It's a horror film. It's basically set around a woman who dies, but then like her spirit stays alive, and it's like her kids... And the woman's grandkids, and it's crazy, man. It's like Insidious, but it's a grandma spirit.
It's like Insidious plus Exorcist, damn near.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm giving this a no. Nah. Mission Impossible Fallout. I guess, man. I'm down for any Mission Impossible. I haven't seen one since the third one.
The one that came out. You know what? The ones that came out,
I heard they're good. I just haven't seen.
The last ones came out. That were actually cool. That was actually pretty fucking good.
Are they even connected to each other? Or are they just brand new different films, kind of like James Bond at this point?
I think they are.
So can I just jump in and just go see this one, and it won't mean nothing
to me? You could. I mean, to me, you could.
Because I didn't see Ghost Protocol. I didn't see the one before that.
I don't think you need to. But I mean, of course, like anything else, it helps. But I mean, I don't think you need to. It's just like, but it's fucking Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So. And then also, Angela Bassett's in it too.
Right.
Shout out to Angela Bassett.
So I give it an or. I'll give this an or because, I mean, the last two other ones are pretty good. I'll give it a high or.
I'll give it a high or. Okay. I'm going to give it an or too. Next up is Everything Sucks, Netflix series based in 96.
I'll sleeve it.
This was my freshman year in high school, so it's based around the same principle with these kids that are trying to grow up and go.
I was nine.
I know.
God,
you trying to make motherfuckers feel older than me and shit. My birthday's on Friday. I'll be 37 on Friday, man. Shit.
Happy early birthday, Daryl.
Thank you. Shout out to Black Panther for coming on my birthday. That's the best.
There you go. That's the best.
But I'm gonna give this an or. It looks cool, man. It looks cool.
I'm gonna sleeve it, man, because I'm gonna check it out, man.
It's like one of them like teen movies from the 90s that was popping in the late 90s, like You Drive Me Crazy. And all those, but like a little bit better plot, like a little bit more seriousness to the plot, it feels like. Mm-hmm. But that kind of like coming of age, teeny movie, but it's got adults in there kind of going through their issues too in this film. It's not a film, it's a series.
I'm definitely asleep. I'll check it out.
Yeah, so I'm gonna check this out. Next up, we have Unsane, which is basically about a woman that's stalked by someone, but she gets put in an insane asylum because her... They don't know if she's crazy or not from thinking that she's crazy. So Steven Soderbergh is doing this one. I'm not sure about it. She keeps putting an insane asylum from the trailer, but because she keeps seeing her stalker, but you don't know if her stalker was even real or not. And she keeps seeing her stalker and other people, but so we don't even know if the stalker was even real or not. I'm not sure. I'm giving it an or.
Same here. Or.
I don't know if I ever really even see this, but I mean,
yeah,
it's fine.
I'll give it. I mean, if it happened, I'll run across it. I'll watch it. So it's an or.
Next one up is Being Black Enough. I kind of like this.
I did too.
Black man raised in a white neighborhood, ridiculed for not being black enough, decides to go to the hood to hang out with his gangster cousin and discover what it means to be black.
Fuck it, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep this. I like this. Yeah. He's a little funny with his black kid. going to the hood and he's going through all this hood stuff. Like they shoot like a machine gun and he's like, oh, this is cool. And everybody's like, oh shit. Like, and his mom is like catching him trying to be hard in the mirror and shit. It's kind of cool. I'm gonna sleeve this one. Next up is the Hurricane Heist, which is basically
the Italian Job.
Twister with the Italian Job. It's a big hurricane going on at the same time.
They had tried to run up with Fast and Furious already.
It looks like the Perfect Storm with a heist in it. So yes, the director of when the Fast and the Furious is and XXX, James Hahn, I believe, is doing this.
No fucking wonder.
Yeah.
No fucking. Cause I was thinking like, we're gonna one up what Fast and Furious did. Yeah. So like,
we gonna put the motherfucking hurricane in this bitch and we gonna rob the bank.
Next thing we know, we gonna see a media. You gonna see niggas riding on the media, a la Armageddon style. Next one.
But I'm gonna oar it just because it's so ridiculous that I might fuck with it.
I'm gonna say this because for America, I'm gonna watch it for America.
For America.
For America.
For America.
For America. That's
next
all I'm saying.
Is the Adam Sandler film with Chris Rock called The Week Of. This comedy tells the story of a devoted middle class father determined to pay for his daughter's wedding despite the pride of the wealthier father, the groom. A series of calamities forces the dads to come together and ensure the longest week of their lives. I know he's got this long deal and he's been doing these crappy movies, but this one looks decently funny and decently something I want to watch. I'm going to sleep this.
I'll give it a hot one.
Yeah, this one looks better than all the other bullshit Adam Sandler movies he got.
Is it a Netflix movie? Or?
Yeah. Because he got like a crazy money deal to do all those movies on there.
Oh, he got so many fucking goddamn movies on there.
Yeah, I think
there,
he got like 50 mil or something stupid
something
on there.
Yeah.
Something stupid for now. Deadpool 2.
Oh, sleeve
in this,
man.
This looks ridiculous, man.
Oh, come on. That's a sleeve.
Like,
man.
Josh Brolin looks good as Cable, man.
Josh Brolin is going to be. He won 2018.
Yeah.
He won 2018. Like, he won all the Marvel money for 2018. Like, man, Thanos and Cable? Nah, you won.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know Chiwa Ejiofor is looking like I can play Black Panther and play. Baron Mordo at the same time. I mean, why not?
Right.
I mean, shit. But no, this sleeve this shit all the way.
Hell
man.
Yeah.
Fifth Ward. This film stars Maya. That's the only thing I know. I'm going to leave it because I couldn't tell what the hell was going on from the trailer.
Yeah, I believe it.
But to give you all a description, a longtime Fifth Ward resident Mina has been struggling to make ends meet, especially since the death of her husband 2 years ago. Now a single mother of two sons, Mina must battle with the idea of remaining on the straight and narrow and the reality with difficult decisions her circumstances require her to make. I'm gonna say no on this because I don't even know what the hell was going on in this trailer. It's just music and people like just flashes. So I don't know what was going on. I may give it an or because I would like to see Maya in anything. So we may have to give this an or.
Okay.
Next up, what'd you give it? What do you
mean? I'll give it an or.
Jessica Jones, season 2. Killgrave's back too.
Sleeve, come on, man.
Sleeve, hey, because you Killgrave fan, man.
Killgrave is my nigga, dog. David Tennant is my nigga.
Yeah,
let's
I'm gonna
like this.
Yeah, David Tennant,
so.
Yeah. Next up, Solo, a Star Wars movie. I guess it is coming out. We thought it was gonna be pushed back.
I'm gonna see it. But because of everything we heard before,
you gotta
go in there with no expectation.
Gotta keep them real, real low.
And like now, when I see Childish, aka playing our namesake. Right, shout out to you. Then, of course, I'm going to be happy. But, you know, outside the namesake, Chewie, and possibly Han Solo's black wife. Yeah. Well, if niggas don't know, yes, he had a black woman for a black wife, if you know your shit. But, yeah, so outside of him, his black wife, Chewie, and shit like that, yeah, I'm going to have to give it a whirl.
Yeah. Venom. I'm good, man. I'm not going to see this.
It's going to have to be a
whirl. This looks bad.
It's gonna have to be an or, man. Cause it's like I don't know what the fuck to expect, man. It's like because since it's Tom Hardy, I automatically wanna fuck with it because it's Tom Hardy.
But they're doing a Venom film without Spider-Man.
I know, cause they're going off the San Francisco storyline. That's how they're supposed to be doing. They're trying to do with like
so how, explain this to the San Francisco storyline to people that
it's basically here. Eddie Brock going over to San Francisco.
Right, this is after he leaves from Spider-Man and him and Spider-Man had a discussion.
He basically
after
becomes
that,
anti-hero
after
in San Francisco.
Spider-Man he captures Spider-Man's parents that happen to be still alive for some reason. They make a decision. He's like, all right, well, I'm just going to leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah, basically, he becomes a San Francisco, becomes an anti-hero in San Francisco.
He's based on Spider-Man. You can't have Venom without Spider-Man.
I mean, that's common sense. I mean, we know that. We know you cannot have a everyone knows you cannot have a Venom storyline without Spider-Man having the suit first. That's just how the fucking story goes.
Yeah, that's
And then you can't do Agent Venom because that's way too fucking far.
Yeah, that's Flash Thompson.
That's Flash Thompson. That's way too far down the line. You can't do any Venom. That's way too far down the line. You gotta bring in.
I'm leaving this, man.
Angel Fortunato. You gotta bring in fucking Matt Gargan and Scorpion. You gotta bring in some people first to be Venom.
I'm leaving it, man.
So you gotta. It's like you have to. You can't. It just can't jump like that. You have to bring in Carnage. You gotta bring in a lot of shit.
Well, Carnage is supposed to be the villain.
And also, that's what I'm saying. And even if you're gonna do Carnage, Maximum Carnage is long as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do Maximum Carnage in one movie. Like
the other villain might be anti-Venom.
Too fucking soon.
Yeah, that's how.
That's what I'm saying. It's still too soon because it's like any Venom is Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
So it happened because it's part of symbiote that became a healing factor for him. So now it's like it's anti-Venom. So it's like nah. So it doesn't. I don't know. So I'll give it an or, but I mean I don't know how the fuck they're gonna do it. Like I just don't know.
Last up, Atlanta season 2.
Come on, man.
Sleeve. This motherfucker looks good.
Nigga,
it's the Robin season.
Double sleeve, nigga. What the hell?
The Robin season, they call it, man. I'm with this one, man. Shout out to you, Donald Glover. You winning right now, man.
Fuck yeah. Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
I've been watching The Chi.
What you think?
My nigga.
I told you it's good.
Thank you. Yo, if y'all don't watch The Chi, y'all tripping. Hey, The Chi is good as fuck.
Chi is good, man.
I've been telling Daryl's recommendation of The Chi is highly
recommended. It's one of the best pilots I've seen. Pilot episode is one of the best pilot episodes I've ever seen.
Dude, two funerals in one episode. Yeah, Jesus, man. Christ. Like, dog, I'm telling you, like, if you want to watch a very good show that's Wire-esque, but it's not, definitely The Chi. Like, The Chi really is the Chicago version of, like, on some Wire shit. It's really, really well done. Like, shout out to Lena Waithe and everyone involved.
Yeah, Lena
man,
Waithe
for
is
real.
Killing it, man.
She's like, for real, for real. Like, shout out to you, sister, man. You did that, for real.
All right. Everybody, email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Hit us up on LandoCalPod on Twitter, the Lando Cal Risen Experience Facebook page. And if you want to join our group, it's Marvel versus DC. We keep talking and different things within that group as well. Shout out to all our listeners in the Marvel versus DC group. And we'll be seeing Black Panther this week, fellas and ladies. So we will be reviewing that coming up soon as well. I'm going to do a review of Chi coming up soon, of the first 5 episodes, then I'll do another 5. So we got a lot of stuff in the pipeline, man. So thank y'all for listening as always. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.